In China, an American surveillance plane and its crew are in their sixth day of custody. Commentator Jancy Ting, a law professor who teaches in China and the United States, says differences in culture can explain much about the impasse.
My Chinese father used to tell me, "Never tie your shoes in a watermelon patch." I eventually understood that this meant I should assume responsibility not only for what I actually do, but also for what I may appear to be doing. If you tie your shoes in a watermelon patch, people may think you're stealing watermelons. I am reminded of this difference in perception by the continuing dispute over the American airplane and crew currently detained in China. What matters to Americans is only that we had a right to do everything we did. There was an accident, which we regret, but for which we were not responsible. The Chinese, however, are demanding that the United States assume responsibility for the accident, apologize, and cease our surveillance activities along their coastline. They seem uninterested in the fact that such surveillance is routine all over the world. One of their watermelons is missing, and they hold the United States responsible for tying its shoes in their melon patch. I don't mean to suggest that cultural differences explain everything about the current diplomatic struggle between the United States and China. There is a genuine legal dispute over China's territorial seas and airspace, with China claiming a 200-mile limit and the U.S. recognizing only 12 miles. But there is also a difference in perception behind this dispute, which has roots in culture. To Americans, law is a bright line limitation on what we can do. We feel entitled to go right up to the very edge of the law as long as we stay on the legal side. That's what it means to be free. We are entitled to gather intelligence on China because there is no law, international or otherwise, against it. But to the Chinese, law is simply a more burdensome extension of virtue. And virtue is relative, not absolute. The truly virtuous will stay as far away as they can from the line separating legal from illegal. The closer you are to that line, the more questionable your activities become. Thus, China's real objection to U.S. intelligence gathering activities is not that they are technical violations of law. The real objection is that our activities come too close to China's borders, threaten them, and are therefore evil. The importance to the United States of resolving the dispute lies not only in China's huge market for American technology and its supply of low-cost goods and services. We seek China's further development and integration into the world economy as a partner that can address our concerns over weapons proliferation, organized crime, drug trafficking, smuggling of illegal immigrants, and public health issues. As we seek to end the current stalemate, let's hope that both sides recognize the cultural as well as legal differences that divide us.
The comments of Jancy Ting, a professor at Temple University's Beasley School of Law.